handle the truth.
Marie Lassiter, Texas County coroner, is our guest today. She never lets us down. She works day and night, brings justice to life.
Justice to life.
A voice for the victim, she's fighting the good fight. When the sun goes down, she's still on the case, investigating crimes, leaving no trace. With her keen eye, she unravels the clues. Marie Lassiter, she's got nothing to lose. She'll take your call and shed some light. Marie Lassiter, she's always right. She won't rest until the truth is found. Marie Lassiter, justice will abound. She's still on the case, investigating crimes, leaving no trace. With her keen eye, she unravels the clues. Marie Lassiter, she's got nothing to lose. She'll take your call and shed some light. Marie Lassiter, she's always right. She won't rest until the truth is found. Marie Lassiter, justice will abound.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Marie, good morning.
Good morning, John.
We did that just for you, my dear. How do you like it?
Well, it's amazing. I'm not sure about the part that I'm always right, but yeah, what a... Yeah, my mind is blown. Thank you.
Well, it's my production crew did that, and we're glad that you like it. Okay, this is Friday morning. It is the 5th day of April. The preparative of the day is to check your food storage, make sure that the bugs and the mice haven't got into it, that it's ready to go when you need it. Well, Maria, you do show prep before these shows, and I know you have a list in front of you. What's the first thing on your list, my dear?
This week there's been a mad cow death of a Michigan woman, and I did want to talk about mad cow disease.
Sure.
And actually, it's a prion disease, and a prion is basically, think of like a crystal particle. It's not a bacteria. It's not a virus. It's a protein crystal. And I do have a document from the very, very beginning of the disease commonly known as COVID, where they had HIV prion in the vaccine. I've got an original document on that. So the problem with prions is that if you ingest them, it's 100% death rate. I've had 3 patients, I think, in 44 years of nursing that died of, the name of the disease is Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, but
right.
It's a mad cow, and it can be from eating, you know, contaminated meat from beef. The prions are in the neural organs, like your spinal cord, brain, that sort of thing. And so basically in meat processing, like with a cow, if they get some of the spinal tissue in there or brain tissue and there's prions in that, and you ingest them, that's when you can contract the disease. There's a couple other ways I was going to talk about, and I'm very wary of eating deer meat because of the, you know, the Creutzfeldt, the chronic wasting disease is a prion disease in deer. You can't cook it out. You can wash it off. If I do eat all my meat, I wash it with water, because that's the only way to get rid of prions. You can't cook it out. It'll just stay. And what was happening as these patients would come into the hospital in the past, and they would do a brain biopsy while they were alive, and, you know, to determine the disease, Well, those instruments that they use, they reuse instruments, you know, in the hospital. And they would sterilize them, run them through the sterilizer. But what happened was they never killed the prions. So I had a patient at Barnes who had had...
Wait a minute. Is prion a living organism that can be killed?
No. It's like a crystal, and...
That's what I thought.
Kurt, I don't know if you know the author Kurt Vonnegut. When I was pursuing a PhD in epidemiology at the University of California in San Diego, and my focus was prions, but I only made it through a year of the program. It's not easy being a nurse from an applied science going into something like that with everybody else from the biological sciences.
Right.
But someone in the class contacted Kurt Vonnegut because he had written the book, I think it was Cat's Cradle, and he talked about Ice-9. And with Ice-9, if you threw this particle in any body of water, the whole body of water would crystallize like Ice-9. And they asked him about that as in relation to prions. And Kurt Vonnegut said, oh, you finally figured it out, huh? So
really?
That's just an interesting anecdote. So a patient that I had at Barnes, she came in with mad cow disease. And it's a horrible disease because they can't bear to be touched. They can't bear light. If you try to comfort them, they just scream and is just a horrible death. But she had had massive abdominal surgery 2 years prior, and I'm convinced the instruments they used in that surgery, she had a lot of intra-abdominal bleeding, they're working around the spinal cord. I'm convinced she got it from the surgical instruments.
No kidding. So so a surgical instrument has been exposed to the prions. How can they be made useful again?
They can't.
Okay.
So they've changed medical practice now, and if someone will like this woman, they only do brain biopsies on autopsy now. They will not do them while you're alive because, like I said, if it's positive, they basically have to throw all those instruments away. They cannot reuse them.
Right.
But they do confirm it at autopsy when they're dead. An autopsy suite, it doesn't matter, you know, if those instruments are reused.
Right.
So it's just something to think about, a precaution, like I said, especially with deer meat. I would say, you know, just wash it off real well because, you know, these are crystals. It's kind of like There's some diseases. Oh, I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's one that causes diarrhea, and that is another one that you have to wash your hands and let the water run off because there's little seeds almost that'll just stay there. You just have to use the water, let it run off your hands, make sure your hands are thoroughly cleansed. Clostridium. That's what I'm thinking of.
Right. Well, Marie, we have our first call. Are you ready for our first caller?
Sure.
We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Is mad cow disease really Kuru, or the result of Kuru, or of a bacteriological or biological warfare experiments that the Japanese did with Kuru back in World War II, and it has since been released?
I don't know about that. I know Kuru was reportedly due to primitive tribes that would eat brains of their victims, and they would get Kuru. And some people have speculated that Hillary Clinton has that. Of course, we haven't seen her in a while, and she wouldn't still be alive, but... I didn't know that there was the Japanese were doing research with that, but that was the origin was allegedly these primitive tribes that were eating brains, and of course the prion is in the brain tissue and neural tissue. What do you know about that, John? Texas.
Well, yeah, I'll put Texas. My 2 cents in here. When we were in World War II, we captured and confiscated all the research done by those Japanese scientists and brought it back to the United States. So that experimentation most likely continued. There's a lot of belief that mad cow disease is a biological weapon. It came from the U.S. military, Marie.
I know that I remember in the 1976 edition of the Guinness Book of World Records, the rarest disease in the world was considered to be was Kuru, the disease that you get from they said would get from eating the brains of animal brains or something, or the cannibalistic practices of the natives of New Guinea. But according to Dr. Horowitz, they either took the disease or it was the result of Japanese biological warfare experiments.
Well, I'd believe anything. And I wanted to say, I did a deep dive into why deer get chronic wasting disease. And the thing is, like, say a deer that's infected dies and lays there and dies. Well, where they die, the grass grows up greener and lusher there. So I really think it's from the deer eating a decomp of a infected deer, just, you know, grazing on grass, because, you know, deer are, you know, vegetarians. But if they eat that grass where another deer has died, they could easily ingest the prions. They're very durable.
All right. John, we appreciate your call. We need to move on. Our next caller is Daryl in Canada. Good morning, Daryl.
Hi, yes, Maria, it's great you're talking about prions. Not many people are. There's Jeff Rentz on this. Jeff Rentz, he talks about it a lot. And it's supposed to be like, well, I don't know, 1 in 1,000,000 that are getting it, but now it's like 1 in 10,000, 50,000. It's like really prevalent. He spends sometimes half his show talking the examples of these people who are just wasting away, like you had a... example of people just don't want to be near light or touched and everything. I think it's this epidemic. And normally, what does it take? 10 years to develop. But now it's taking, you know, months to, like, 2 years? I think, you know,
yeah.
Correct me if I'm
two
wrong.
2 years
but I
now.
Think personally,
definitely
it's
2 years.
It's going to be epidemic proportions in a short period of time, Marie. What do you think?
Well, you're right. It is increasing because, like I said, over... You know, my span of being a nurse, I've seen it increase. Another one that's increasing is Rett syndrome, R-E-T-T syndrome. And that's in children that are born normally, and they seem fine until they're about 12 months old, and then their brain begins to shrink, and they just deteriorate. And I just had the death of one of those children, a 16-year-old girl, this past week. But it's becoming so prevalent. Medscape actually sent me a webinar that I'm going to attend on Saturday, and it's about Rett syndrome, about how it's increasing. So a lot of these rare neurologic diseases seem to be increasing. That's for sure.
Yeah. Was she vaccinated, or did she get shed on by her parents? What do you think?
No, I checked her vaccination status. She was not vaccinated.
But her parents might have been, and in close quarters at 16, living at home. I mean, just as well might have been, because right after the vaccination, yeah. you're just a prime shedding victim.
Yeah. Well, she was diagnosed with Rett disease at basically 2 years old, so that was pre-COVID.
Well, you know, the thing... Another phenomenon, though, that a lot of people don't take into account is the fact that these things are accelerated by either shedding or like cancer, for instance. So you're in remission. Like I had a brother-in-law. Cancer was in remission for 7 years. He took 2 shots of Pfizer. He was dead in 3 months. So that's an example of just what everything can be exacerbated. One last thing I'll say about prions. Yeah, it takes, I think, 1,100 degrees or something to burn it off. And when people are buried or animals are buried in the ground, that thing stays there like forever, right? Is that correct? You can't destroy those things.
That's correct. That is correct. And And like I said, if you read Kurt Vonnegut's book, I believe it was Cat's Cradle, and he describes Ice Nine and what it can do, that perfectly, you know, art and science, and it perfectly describes what we're dealing with a prion. They're scary, very scary.
Yeah, misfolded proteins, right? Yeah, and one quick last thing. Yeah, you talk about epidemical situations. Like, talk to people that are, like, doctors that are heart specialists and stuff. There is a regular heartbeat is just gone through the roof now, AFib and all these other things, tachycardia, because of these shots. So the heart is probably the most effective thing right now, and it's just, and it's only going to get worse, like you say, Marie. Years down the road, I don't know what percentage you were talking about. Do you think in 5 or 10 years there'll be only a certain amount of people left? And I think that's on its way. Okay, very good to always talk to you, Marie. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Daryl. All right. What's next on your list, my dear?
Another thing I wanted to talk about was the drug Cipro. And Cipro first came out, ciprofloxacin, after the fake anthrax attacks shortly after 9/11. And
right,
they said they were
right,
putting everybody in the White House on Cipro. Well,
right,
Cipro
right,
is a deadly drug. And even if you don't die, it causes tendon ruptures. And I know several people that have been on Cipro, and they had tendon ruptures, like in their Achilles tendon.
Really?
But
were they athletic people or just normally walking around?
No, it just affects the tendons. And I've seen it. Cipro doubles the rate of aortic aneurysm and aortic dissection. Cipro actually disturbs your DNA.
Really?
And Cipro is fluoroquinolone. It's a fluoridated antibiotic. And if you don't know it by now, fluoride is bad. It's very bad. It doesn't occur naturally in the body. It's basically waste, industrial waste. They call it fluoride, but it's hydrofluorosilic acid, and the fluoride enables deep access into the central nervous system and causes muscle weakening. Don't ever take Cipro. And I've been an anti-fluoridationist for decades, probably 30 years, and I'm always fighting the fight, but they're always trying to put this toxic ingredient.
Most supermarkets sell special water for infants that has fluoride in it. Isn't that special?
Yes, it is. And people just need to know to do everything they can to avoid fluoride. Kabul, Missouri, I tried to get the fluoride out of their town, and they're very corrupt down there, and they get paid to keep it in there. They've had in their water for over 60 years, but I will not eat at a restaurant there because I don't want to have that water. They have Dairyman's company there, and they had to install a separate water tank for the dairy company because, of course, they don't want their milk contaminated
with
fluoride. Also, as coroner, most of the renal failures come from Kabul, the people that die of renal failure.
Really?
Because fluoride just, and if you're in Rolla and you go out to eat, take your own bottled water. I mean, it's the same thing to do, or just don't drink anything. Of course, it's going to be in the soda and the coffee. And there's been some brave people in Rolla working to get it out, and they're just mocked and maligned. And
well, I've talked to those folks. They have good hearts, but they don't know how to accomplish their goal. They really don't. And
well,
maybe you and I could work on that privately, since we're in Rolla on a regular basis.
Yeah.
That would be a worthwhile goal. Okay. So fluoride is perfect.
Thank you. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, you need an Energy Cleaner. Sleep issues, same thing. You need an Energy Cleaner. Check out the Energy Cleaner, the mattress pads that go with them at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. Visiting Marie Lasseter. Marie is the author of 3 books. A 4th book is about to be released. Do you have a prospective release date, Marie, for your new book?
Yeah, I'm hoping April 30th. Hirschman, and for some reason I can never remember his first name, he's the embalmer that was the first to release all the photos of the suspicious white rubbery clots he was finding in deceased victims. I've asked him to write the foreword for me, and I think he's going to do it. I said it would be really great if he would, so he's going to
the book will be available on Amazon. Is that accurate, Marie?
Yeah, Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com.
Okay. Well, what our plan is, ladies and gentlemen, is once we have a firm date that it actually is on Amazon, we're going to encourage all listeners to place all their orders on one day. That will bump up the rating of Marie's new book to a much higher level. And is the title firmed up, or is it still just a working title?
No, it's going to be What the Coroner Saw.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep that in mind as we get closer to the publication date. We'll do that plan. Now, what's next on your list, my dear?
I wanted to talk a little bit about the importance of baby teeth. Recently had a situation where we needed DNA on a child that had been interred, and the mom, like most good moms, had saved the baby teeth. So we were able to take the baby tooth and determine any, you know, congenital diseases from the baby teeth. And also you can do, parental analysis also with that. And I think this is such an interesting story. Testing was started in, the mid-1950s, basically. Children were being obviously affected by radiation. There were deaths. So they had asked back then in the mid-50s for parents to send in the teeth, baby teeth of their children. And they were kind of stored at Washington University. Actually, I think like 85,000 teeth. One second. Let me make sure this isn't dispatch.
Okay. 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 Marie's on call 24/7. So.
We're good. We're good.
Okay. All right.
Okay. But anyway. they had 85,000 baby teeth turned in.
Right.
And they were stored at Washington University. And it was actually a woman scientist back in the 50s that said, we can determine the effects of radiation on these children by their baby teeth.
Right.
Now, I hate to be sexist, but I don't think a man would have thought of that. And so keep those baby teeth. They're important. But what they found was that children born in 1963 had levels of strontium-90 in their baby teeth 50 times higher than those found in children born before 1950. So right now I've been reading about how, and I've seen stealth fighters go over my house twice now, and also had a neighbor get a photo of one. The stealth fighters are now carrying nukes on them. So we are being so heavily exposed to radiation. I have two acquaintances that have, I say they have chronic wasting disease. They're losing weight like crazy. And they've had every test. No one can determine what's happening. And my advice is to start taking iodine, which will help protect the thyroid, which is an organ that helps, keep you an appropriate weight, hopefully, if your thyroid's working properly. But I don't know. I don't know if anybody else knows of someone. I mean, everybody's like, oh, I'd like to have that. I'd like to lose weight. But no, they're like down to like 80 pounds.
Right.
And
right.
They're distraught. They cannot gain weight. And I really think it's due to radiation. The best simple thing you can do is use iodized salt or even take get the Lugol's iodine or SSKI iodine and put a couple drops of water at least once a week. So I did want to address that.
No, that's a prophylactic. That doesn't help somebody who's already been radiated, or does it?
I think it helps some, but yeah, it's mostly a prophylactic, but it will help your thyroid. Even if you've already been exposed and your thyroid's failing, the iodine will help your thyroid.
Yeah, I recall those days when they were collecting the baby's teeth. I do recall that. Here's a break.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
On my radio show, but we're on the break.
Homeowners,
right now.
If your lender has called business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws,
so
U.S. title codes,
perfect.
The Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding the legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint.
Okay.
Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Yeah, we're going to do the swap, too.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung K, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado shilajit company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Rich, Asphalt, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror.
Okay, well, we can do it tomorrow.
Shilajit has been used for thousands of years and is considered as the highest value of any substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
I feel a connection to the earth. As I nurture these plants, I witness their rebirth. With an energy cleaner, I harness nature's power. Transforming my garden, I'm blooming with each passing hour. Softly swaying in the breeze, my garden dances with joy. Abundant fruits and vegetables, flavors to enjoy. Award-winning flowers bloom, a vibrant sight to see. Energy cleaner, my garden sings with harmony.
Sold exclusively at thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, visiting with Marie Lasser. Her new book, What the Coroner Saw, will be released towards the end of the month. When we get an exact date, we'll advise everybody. What's next on your list, Marie?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit because, you know, my main focus here is natural cures. And in my second book, Nature Has More Cures, I know not very original, but I talk about the power of positioning to aid in pain. And I know a lot of us, as we get older, we have aches and pains in different places. And a lot of and it can be bad when you lay down at night, but as a nurse, I've studied positioning of patients. My master's thesis was the effect of patient position on arterial oxygen circulation. And if anybody wants to read any of my research, I've pretty much uploaded the majority of my research and my published papers on a site called researchgate.net. And if you go there and put in my name, there's my research and lots of different topics I've delved in. But an important thing for people to know about is body position. And this will help you if you're in pain and discomfort or a family member, that you can actually help them by changing their position. sometimes the most important things are the simplest. I've been interested in body position since the early 1900s. That's when I did my master's thesis. By simply changing position, you can boost your oxygen level by up to 30%. And that's an intervention that can be critical in a person with lung disease. Even healthy people have higher oxygen levels when laying on their right side, due to the fact you have one extra lung on the right with more oxygen carrying capability. And think about how you sleep. A lot of us will find that we do tend to sleep more on our right side. We're getting more oxygen that way while we sleep. For folks with a bad lung on one side, the rule is put the good lung down because the blood goes to dependent areas. So if you have a bad lung, you're laying on that side, your blood is going to a bad lung. You want it to go to the good lung. And another time when body position can be used to your benefit is with certain types of pain. A friend contacted me with severe pain under her left rib cage. She'd been to two urgent care centers, which were closed, and asked me if I could make a suggestion. Before going to the emergency room, I suggested she try the knee chest position, which consists of laying on your stomach with your knees tucked under your chest and bottom in the air for 10 minutes. She did this and her pain was relieved. Why did this work? Often pain in the left abdominal area is due to a gas pocket, and the knee chest position helps the gas to move along, taking pressure off sensitive nerves. You can also have gas pains in your collarbone region. That's called Kehr's sign, K-E-H-R-S. It's caused by irritation of the diaphragm that travels along the phrenic nerve to the shoulder region. It's due to referred pain, which is pretty common. If you use the knee chest position, the pain is usually relieved in less than 10 minutes. And like if someone has a shoulder injury, you can splint a shoulder injury by placing a small folded pad of blanket about 2 foot square below the affected scapula while laying on your back, and you'll get instant pain relief. There's a lot of moving joints, moving parts in the shoulder joint, and this helps to keep them stable. And then lower back pain. We've pretty much all had this. Pretty common. At its worst, it's accompanied by spasms. An acupressure technique to relieve spasms in the lower back consists of laying on your back with your knees in the air and bent and using the fingertips of both hands to apply pressure behind both knees for 1 to 2 minutes. And this will stop spasms. It always works. And those are just a few things about position. And that's from my book number two. Those are some of the things that I write about. I do want to say that I consider my books like a modern-day Foxfire series, and there's stuff in there you won't find anywhere else, and I price them as cheaply as I can. I don't think any of them are over $13 online, so I wanted everybody to be able to have the knowledge. And sometimes it's a simple thing. I was so furious at a nurse I worked with in the ICU. She had a patient and in the neuro ICU, and I took over after her shift. But during her shift, the patient had gone to this really unstable heart rhythm. It was crazy on the monitor. When I took over care and I went to turn her, I found when the previous nurse had turned her, she had turned her on to a big knobby remote for the monitor. It was in the bed, and she had turned her, and that woman was basically unconscious but laying on that heavy object, and that was enough just to destabilize her. So position's important.
Absolutely. You ready for our next caller, Marie?
Sure.
Okay, we got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Good morning. Since you brought up positioning, are you familiar with this inclined bed theory, and do you think there's anything to it, if you are?
Yeah, I think there is. As far as raising the head of the bed with some chalk blocks, yes, that's a lot better for breathing, oxygenation. Yes, I think it's beneficial.
Okay. Are you familiar with Gaston Nissen's research on have you ever read about, like, his Christopher Bird wrote a book about his trial, and he gets into some of his research on pleomorphism, and it's really interesting, some of the stuff in there. And but there's there was a German guy that also did some on pleomorphism, and he was, I think he was kind of his contemporary, Gunther Enderlein. I think it has something to do with triumph, quite honestly. But because he said these things were indestructible, what he called somatids and Gunther Enderlein called protids, and it goes back as far as Anton Bechamp. I'll try to email you some of this, but are you familiar with the pleomorphism?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the term. I'm not familiar with the scientists, and that's, you know, of course, pleomorphism, the ability of microorganisms to change their biological functions. I don't know that they've found that in prions. I don't know that they really morph into other organisms, like is, you know, implied by that term. So there's so much we don't know.
Well, one thing I've read is that you can have prions in other parts of your body and they don't do any harm, but once they get into your brain, that's when they really cause trouble. And I had a sister who passed in 2020 of some fast acting dementia, and it happened so fast that they thought they sent her brain to I think up there to Rochester, Minnesota. What's that?
Mayo Clinic.
Yeah, the Mayo. I think that's where they were sending it, somewhere. And I've been afraid to ask her husband how that turned out, because it's. But I don't know. There's a passage in there in Christopher Bird's book about some experience they did. But he's really, you know, it's just, it kind of goes along with the terrain theory, I feel. But anyway, I'll email you on this, give you some information on it. Okay?
Okay. It's interesting you brought up the old studies, because one of the talks I listened to when I was at my forensic conference, they were talking about how science that was done years ago, they replaced it by, quote, new science, but really the old science was better. An example they gave was all the early literature on children was that they did better when they were laid on their backs. Well, then Dr. Spock wrote his books about how to take care of a baby, and he said put the baby on their stomach. Well, after people started following Dr. Spock's advice, completely forgetting tons of research that had been done prior saying babies should be, you know, put down on their backs, we started having all these, quote, SIDS deaths. And, of course, now we're back to the original the original research that was very heavily researched back in the 30s and 40s, and laying children on their backs. So just because it's research that was done, 50, 60, even 100 years ago, and they had different, tools and techniques, it's not invalid. We need to look at the old research studies as well.
Well, and you can't discard the vaccines and how much children are vaccinated. You know, That's my point. Anyway, thank you, Marie. Loved you.
You're
love
welcome.
Your interviews. Bye.
All right. Great discussion. We have another caller. Are you ready for our next caller, Marie, or something you'd rather talk about?
No, sure.
Okay, and we got Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. I just wanted to say she is absolutely correct regarding the fluoroquinolone antibiotic class. And I had some tendonitis come up, right? And because they scapegoat the type 1 diabetes that they caused, right? I've spent my whole life, you know, as a, you know, with this strategy of tensions with this medical crowd. So the bottom line is I was in England, and my friend there was a rock climber, ice climber. And on the blog, this is back right after, you know, like 2001, they started posting about if you get bronchitis, if you get sick when you're out climbing, do not take any fluoroquinolones because you're going to get tendonitis. These were young, healthy men. So they always try to say, oh, it's just a little old lady going to have steroids. No, it was everybody. And I was very young. I was young at the time. And, you know, yes, yeah, so I called Ralph Nader when I got back to the States, and I let them know what was going on and what I had found out and did some further research. And I do believe that they took that issue up and that it, I believe it has a black box warning now, doesn't it, Marie? Do you know?
Yes, yes, it does. But
yes,
I don't know
and
if
so
people even
just some
read
little,
those.
Some little dum-dum, you know, some little dum-dum is I'm always dismissed as, which I'm not, right? But because I couldn't attend the school, because I couldn't get the credential to go behind my name because I got denied health care for graduate school, you know what I mean? I've just been left doing this kind of like, you know, helping like the little people or the normal people, people that won't dismiss me because I didn't, because they denied me access to the education. So anyway, so good job, Ann. And yeah, these were 20-year-old, 25-year-old rock climber guys getting tendonitis. And do not take fluoroquinolones. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and I hope all our listeners know to if someone prescribes you Cipro, just ask them if they've read the side effects. It's not a good drug.
It's just, and the whole class of them, if you've got to really start paying attention. And also,
yeah.
There's peer-reviewed data that shows more of the side effects than what they give you at the pharmacy.
Yeah.
And if you have a pharmacy, I'm a pharmacy technician, I'm still licensed, and so I can access that data, right? And it shows a lot more. And I found that they were wanting to do something with me that had no anecdotal even reports, none, hyaluronic acid injection. And so when I saw the doctor again and I said, I'm sorry, I said, well, yeah, he said, well, I have some experience here in the clinic. And I said, well, have you written it up? And nothing. Just wanting to use me as a guinea pig. So it's still happening now, and that's a better group than most, okay? I actually love some of the doctors in there, and he probably has had some positive experiences, but there's no evidence. But I would not have known that unless I had pulled the data from within the peer-reviewed data. Not everyone has access to it, but if you want to find a way to get the information, you can usually find it. So, all right. Thank you, Maria. I'll let you go. Bye.
Thanks, Catherine. Yeah, I wanted to say the two major fluoroquinolones that are harmful are Lavaquin, which is highly prescribed, and Cipro are the two you need to be aware of.
Outstanding. Okay, what direction would you like to go next, my dear?
As far as being coroner, I'm still having one death every day. And keep in mind, it's a huge county geographically, a small county of 23,000 people as far as our census, but I'm still having a death a day, which is still basically a 40% increase over baseline. I send in all my deaths every week to the health department and get vaccination info for everyone, and it has slowed down the deaths. For a while there, 80% of my deaths had two or more vaccines. Now it's down to maybe 30%, I'd say. So I hope this is a good sign that the wave of deaths we were anticipating has leveled off, but they're still doing those stupid swabs and still telling people they have COVID, which they don't. And I'm having a hard time, you know, dissuading from people from letting themselves be swabbed. Bert, but I see we have another caller.
We do. Bert coming up. Mike from up north. Where's up north, Mike?
I'd rather not say. We've talked before, and as a guy that works with cows, I don't want to have somebody, another inspector, driving in when I comment on things.
Right. What's on your mind, Mike?
Years ago, we had mad cow disease in England, and our local vet told us that they're doing the wrong thing. They're burning the bodies. Now, if you burn the bodies, you release the prions, and like you said, they're almost indestructible. I'll hold on.
Hold on. We'll get to the rest of your comment after the break. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Mike, we're almost out of time. You need to really make it quick.
Okay. I believe that your mad cow, your Jacob's disease there, comes from feeding the fat from one animal to another. In England, they were feeding the fat from the sheep as tallow into the cows. Now, since most of the toxins in an animal are stored in the fat, you've seen these celebrities that want to help these big people reduce weight. You know, they start getting them out of diet. They start dying. All of a sudden, they die off because the liver can't handle the toxic load. When the fat goes away, the toxins move into the liver, and they die. But these, they're feeding, like, blood meal and tallow. Now, do they still put this bird feed out, this fat out for the birds to suet? That might be causing your deer problem.
I don't know, but I'll look into that. And that's a really good point that you make. Yeah,
okay.
What's in the feed?
It's not what's in the feed. It's if you take the toxins from one animal and give it to another, it short circuits something. And where's the computer? In the head. Okay, I'm just a farmer. I'm not a, you know, if I was smart, I'd have a better job. Okay.
No, farmers are the smartest. When you're a farmer, you have to do everything right at the right time, exactly, or everything falls apart.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, as a coroner, you know, I don't know anything about crematories. Do they have an exhaust? All the people here that are dying off are being cremated.
Mm-hmm.
Watch for the people downwind of the crematories showing up with that disease you said about.
What's
the equivalent of mad cow? You're going to release the prions back into society.
It's like venereal disease.
It's a gift that keeps on giving. Okay.
Well, it is increasing, that's for sure.
Okay, another thing is that
Mike, let me wrap this up, Mike. Well, thank you for your call. Maria, less than 60 seconds to wrap up your thoughts for the day and for the week, my dear.
I guess next Friday we can talk about the aftermath of the eclipse.
That's right.
This eclipse with all this mystery surrounding it. So, yeah, well, I want to hear everybody's eclipse reports next Friday.
Well, my home is at the edge of it. I won't see a full eclipse, but probably 95%. Okay, well, Marie, we thank you as always. We look forward to having you back next Friday, my dear.
Thank you, John.
Okay. All right, what a week. I'm in Dallas at the Hear the Watchman Conference. I speak tomorrow about 4 p.m., getting caught up with people I haven't seen for years in some cases. It's a great event. I'm glad we're here. And that's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas, where I am right now. And God bless the United States of America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.